Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast. High Vibe Tribe. Now look, before we get all twisted, I'm going in for full disclosure straight away. This week's episode is actually an episode from way back in the day when the podcast first started. And I wanted to bring it to you again. Why? Well, it is one of my highest performing podcasts. And I think some of the reason for that will be that is the podcast that I most frequently send to my clients, to potential clients, to people that I just have one-off calls with to explain some of the way they are feeling at that time. I'm talking all about transformation. And so, yeah, pin your ears back and listen in to this week's previous episode. And stay tuned at the end because I've got some thoughts to add on to the end as well. I want to talk today about transformation. And specifically, when do you know that you're ready for a transformation, for an upgrade, for a change? How do you know when it's just around the corner, when your next level is calling to you? In the words of Whitney, how will I know if I'm ready for transformation? You knew we were going to get some singing in there somewhere. So let's talk about some of the signs that you might experience. And I think the first one for me is you feel like you're in the goo. What do I mean by that? You know, you're wading through treacle. It feels like things just getting worse. You're saying things like everything's going wrong. Why is this happening? You are in the goo, my friend. And that is a good thing. Let me explain why. When you're ready for a change and you decide to do something to make that change, then you move from one point to another. Imagine it like this. You're on one mountain peak. That's where you are now. And you can see the other mountain peak over there where you want to get to. Let's call it Transformation Mountain. But in the middle of the two mountains, there's Death Goo Valley. And you're going to have to go through that valley to get to Transformation Mountain. There is no other way, but you can choose how long you spend in Death Goo Valley. And here's the thing, right? Because we're talking about change and transformation, it is going to feel uncomfortable. That's when you're in the goo. Now, this is where recognizing that you're ready for that transformation comes in. Because if you don't recognize it, what you'll do is you'll scramble back up to where you were before on, let's call it, miserable mountain. Because even though it was miserable and you hated it and you knew you had to get off it, right now, looking at it from Death Goo Valley, it really doesn't seem so bad. It's comfortable. And your brain will be telling you, because your brain is designed to seek pleasure and comfort and avoid pain, your brain will be saying to you, come on, let's get back up there to Miserable Mountain. We actually like it there. We know what we're doing there. It's comfortable. We don't like Death Goo Valley. We might die here. Let's go back. And if you don't recognize that and recognize that you have to go through Death Goo Valley to get to Transformation Mountain, then you will do exactly what your brain tells you and get yourself back up to miserable mountain. Now, I know that some of you might be nodding along and recognizing this pattern already, because maybe you've started on a journey of change before, and now you recognize that you got yourself in the goo, but you didn't know that before. And so you just thought, this is horrible, and scrambled back up to miserable mountain. And maybe you recognize you've even done it a few times. You've got in a pattern of it. So now you know you can recognize when it happens. And when your brain says, hey, let's get out of this death goo valley, let's get back up to miserable mountain, you can just respond with, thank you for sharing that with me, brain, but I know I'm in death goo valley, and I know that it's part of the process to get to transformation mountain, and we're not going to die. Because you know that you're on this journey. You recognize that this is the number one sign that you are ready for a big upgrade, a big transformation. So there's your first sign, you're in the goo. Now, another sign is that you're thinking of doing something that you think is absolutely crazy, or that the people around you might consider crazy. So for instance, you're thinking of investing heavily in some coaching or a particular course or a mastermind. You know, it's a real, either an investment that you've never made before, or it's a heftier investment than you're used to making. And I've been there many, many times. And in fact, if I think about it, every time that I've experienced an upgrade in my business, I've gone through this process. And I can think back to my most recent investment, and I was shaking. I was thinking, what the hell am I doing? And when I'd actually done it, I think I actually shed a tear, and I definitely had some sick in my mouth. And it would have been easy to interpret these signs as, this is wrong, stop, do not do this, Dawn. But, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. And so I'm able to process this really quickly and realize, yes, this is the sign that I'm ready for that next upgrade. And to some people from the outside, I'm sure it looks like I just risked the house on a horse in the Grand National. And it might have looked crazy to them. But I know that I'm ready to invest in new learning. I'm ready to invest in new ways of behaving. I'm just ready for all the new stuff. So that's your next sign. If you find yourself considering doing something like this, then you are most definitely ready for a transformation. And I think what goes with that, so sign 2.5, if you like, is that if you are prepared to take a risk on something that may not work out, oh, that's a biggie. In fact, you know what? I think it's so big, I am not sure it is 2.5. I think it has to be upgraded to a number of all of its own. So sign 3, you are willing to take a risk, knowing that it may not work out the way you want it to, because, you know, that's how you grow and that's how your business grows. I noticed that I said may not work out the way you want it to. I didn't say fails. And here's the reason why. You will have heard the phrase, there is no failure, only feedback, loads and loads of time, I'm sure. And this is where this really comes into play. You have to be willing to fail. I'm doing air quotes around fail. I know you can't see me. Because only by failing will you move forward. Only by trying something and it not working out the way you planned will you then be able to try something else. And when you find the thing that does work, then you keep on with that until you're ready for the next upgrade and the next transformation. So if you're not usually someone who takes a risk and you find yourself thinking, oh, what if? Or if you are a bit of a risk taker and you find yourself ready to risk bigger, then that is a sure sign that you are ready for some big transformation, my friend. So the next sign that I want to talk about, when something that worked previously stops working for you, or it just feels plain wrong to you. And I want you to really listen to what I'm saying here, because this one can be easy to miss. When things that have worked previously stop working for you, it's easy to look at yourself and start to have unhelpful thoughts. There comes the brain again. It's me. I'm rubbish. I don't know what I'm doing. Everyone is better at this than me. That is not what is going on here. What's going on here is another sign that you're ready for the transformation. It's the universe telling you that you are no longer a match for the old stuff. Like, you might be feeling that your current clients are not really your ideal match anymore, or a particular product or service you're currently offering just isn't bringing you joy the way that it used to, or maybe the way that you deliver your product or service no longer resonates with you. This is what's going on, and it's a sure sign that you're ready for an upgrade. And you might find yourself fighting it, trying to hold on to what you currently have. Again, mostly because your brain will be telling you, stick with what you know, stay in your comfort zone. But you know now that it's just because it wants to keep you safe and protected. And so you can acknowledge that, thank the brain for showing you those things, and then start to explore the feelings that you are having as a sign that you are ready for change. And I hear you. How do you know that it's not just you giving up on something as opposed to being the sign? And the thing is, you know, you always know. Deep down inside, you always know what the thing is. It's just that most often you either ignore it or you interpret it whatever way is going to keep you safe, keep you in your comfort zone. You know that, don't you? So the thing is, if it's not bringing you joy anymore, it's time to let go of the old. It's definitely a sign that it's time for change. And I think the final sign is that you are literally asking for it. You have realized maybe that you've plateaued. You've realized that everything has become just a little bit stagnant. And maybe you're journaling about it or asking for a sign or meditating on it or becoming curious about a new thing. Because I think the thing that goes hand in hand with this particular sign is that you're having loads and loads and loads of ideas, or the complete opposite. You've got nothing. So you're either like, I've got this idea, I've got this idea, I've got this idea, I've got that, this. And there's just so much coming through that you just don't know what to do, what to think, what to act on first. Or there's just nothing. There's silence. There's literally nothing coming through at all. And you're like, I know I need to do something different, but I've just got no idea whatsoever what it is. And either way, you're asking for an upgrade, either consciously or unconsciously. And so when you recognize either of these scenarios, I want you to know that this is a sign that you are ready. You're ready for the next level. You're ready for the next upgrade. You're ready for your transformation. And yes, it is going to feel uncomfortable. And yes, you will have to go through the death goo valley, but it is going to be so worth it when you get to Transformation Mountain. So there you go. Those are my five signs that you, my friend, are ready for a huge transformation. One, you recognize you're in the goo. Two, you're thinking of doing something a little bit crazy. Three, you're willing to take a risk. Four, what's worked previously has stopped working for you. And five, you recognize you've plateaued and you've either got loads and loads of ideas or absolutely nothing. So there you go, five signs that you're ready for a big transformation. Here's my question. Do you recognize yourself in any of those? Particularly if you are wading through the death goo valley. We feel like it's all super shit, but it's actually just part of the journey. And here's the thing. When you turn back and scramble back up to Miserable Mountain, you don't know how far along you were. You might have been a whisker. You might have been within touching distance of the other side of Death Goo Valley. You might have been about to just reach out and touch Transformation Mountain, but you turn back because you're going to choose the comfort of Miserable Shit Mountain as opposed to the discomfort of plowing through the last bit of goo to get to Transformation Mountain. And here's the thing. I would love to be able to say to you that it's a once and done thing. It's not. Each time you want to up level, you want to upgrade, you want to go to something new, you will have to go through Death Goo Valley. But here's the good news, folks. Each time it gets easier, it gets quicker. You recognize the signs and you start to plow through much quicker. And so that dip is much, much lower. I promise you. You just have to learn how to recognize the signs. So if you do recognize some of these signs in yourself, then I'm here to help. Either come join us in the High Vibe Tribe over on Facebook. The link for that is in the show notes. Come join us for High Vibe Live on Sunday, the 9th of June at Hogarth's in Solihull. At the time of recording, there are just seven, yes, my friends, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tickets left. The link for that is also in the show notes. That is a whole day dedicated to you and your transformation. I've said this before, but there is no way you cannot come along to that day and play all in. That's the caveat. And go away a different person. So I would love to see you there. Now, if coaching is your thing and you're like, I am ready, then I've got one. I could possibly be twisted of my arm to take 2 one-to-one spots at the moment. Just message me on all the socials. You know where to go. Or my group coaching program is also open, and that is amazing because you also get the input of all the other ladies on there. And of course, if you've not heard about it yet, you can come and sample High Vibe as Fuck group coaching for free. So how does that work? Well, it's not joining the main group because that would not be fair to the ladies, but I am putting on some sample trial sessions, if you like. There is an application. It's a really short form. I mean, I think it's like 5 questions or something, just to make sure that I can actually help you. So those are going on every few weeks or so. I would love to welcome you to that. If that is something of interest for you, I'll also pop the link to the application form in the show notes. Man, there is a lot in the show notes today. So make sure you check out the show notes, because I'm not sure anybody ever looks at them. I only look at show notes of podcasts, to be honest, if I do want to like download something that they've mentioned or get some more information about something that they've mentioned. So this is the episode to check out the show notes. Lots and lots of options for you there, from free right up to an investment for one-to-one coaching. I would love to hear which of these resonated with you the most, as in which of the signs. Are you in Death Goo Valley right now? Has something stopped working for you? Which one is it? Have you recognized yourself? And what, more importantly, are you going to do about it? Okay, that's it from me this week. If you know someone, because sometimes, you know, here's the thing, right? We recognize this stuff in others more than we recognize it in ourselves. So, if you recognize one of these signs in someone else, maybe just share this podcast with them. I don't suggest you dive in and go, hey, you, you're here. You're in the middle of Death Goo Valley. You need to listen to this. Just send it to them and say, I listened to this and it made me think of you. Share it with them, share on socials, tag me in, message me at all the places. You know where I am. And I will see you all. Well, I won't see you, but you know what I mean. Next week with a brand new episode. Episode, people. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Keep those vibes high AF, my friends. Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.